Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's news and local information. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get a catch up with ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. So Mr. Dufault, let's just start with this. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had you on the program. Can you kind of update me on how things are going at ADM schools in regards to COVID and how the adjustments have been made since the beginning of the year?
I sure can, Brandon. Thanks for the question. Really, I can summarize it in saying it's going very, very well. We are very pleased that we ultimately made the decision to return to school amidst the COVID pandemic fully on site. And, you know, we started that way on August 24th, and that remains how we are executing school, is all of our kids are able to come. And it's going very well. I couldn't be more proud of our teachers and all of our staff, bus drivers, everyone. And our kids, you know, for making it such a great start amidst circumstances that that are, you know, pretty difficult overall. So our start to the school year, and we're finishing up our ninth week, has been beyond what we could have expected back in July and August, quite frankly, Brandon.
And now one of the things that I've noticed and one of the things I've appreciated is just the pure transparency for the district when there is a positive COVID-19 case. And the drawback to that is that people can kind of emphasize on the number of kids testing positive and kids in quarantine. But overall, the numbers show that really a vast majority of students and staff are available to attend on site and available to come to school every day. Can you kind of speak to that and just kind of how the numbers are shaping out and kind of what the bright side of it all is?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that question too. You know, our communication plan is to communicate a daily update if there is a positive case that's identified in our district, whether that's staff or students or both, you know, and we send that out to each day and, you know, to keep people informed if they'd like to stay in tune with that. So, and we plan on continuing that for the time being, for sure. And, you know, one of the things that we did anticipate is that we knew there was going to be positive cases. You know, we didn't enter into the school year with this anticipation that we would be able to you know, create conditions in which there not be positive cases amongst our staff or students. You know, we know that's not possible. What we do know through the first 9 weeks of our school year is that it's been pretty limited, and we've been able to really function at a high level. So the vast majority, the highest percentage of our staff and students are coming every day, and that's been a really good thing, and it's what we needed, you know, especially after a 10-week closure last spring.
And now this is such a unique scenario and such a new challenge for everyone involved, parents, teachers, students, administrators. Now as we're not 9 weeks into the school year, can you kind of tell me what you've learned throughout the last couple of weeks or just what you've been hearing from some of your staff and administrators?
Well, again, that's a great question too. You know, and what we're learning is to continue to focus on the positive things that are happening and the positive impact that we're having for students. And that's why our school exists, is to serve our students. And, you know, we have over 2,000 students coming to school every day, and that's the reason we're here. And that's the reason we are able to deal with the, you know, all the things that make this school year difficult. You know, when we're dealing with things like, you know, all the health and safety mitigation strategies and, you know, all of those things that make this year different, it's worth it when we know how important it is to have our students here on-site learning. So if we focus on that, we'll be able to get through the time that's difficult.
Now, we can certainly talk about the challenges of COVID until the cows come home, but there is a lot of other things going on throughout the district, including building a brand-new elementary school. Can you give me the latest on how construction is going with Meadowview?
Yeah, it's going very well. It's beautiful. It's breathtaking, actually. I visited the school probably 3 weeks ago now, and it's amazing. So, yeah, we're on time. You know, the general contractor is communicating, and we understand the schedule to be on, you know, so we fully anticipate being able to occupy that building next August. So that's the good news. We're hoping for, you know, good weather this winter. You know, right now they're working on getting, you know, the building, you know, built to the point where they can, you know, do inside work during the cold winter months, and they think they'll be able to do just that. So, you know, MetaView is going to be a beautiful building, and it really is an exciting thing to be taking place, you know, this year when, you know, a great deal of our focus is on COVID.
And then probably just for so my information and curiosity, around this time, certified enrollment can kind of trickle in. Have you heard anything back as far as how ADM is compared to years past?
Yeah, we are. Enrollment growth has been very good again. Total students served, it looks like we're up in the mid-60s. We're up about 65 students total. So that's really good and really important to us. So, you know, we'll study that more as the, you know, as we prepare for our next board meeting in November for a report to our board. But it looks like we're up around 65 kids total.
Exciting stuff. Well, perfect. Yeah. Well, that answered all of my questions. Is there anything that I forgot or anything else you'd like to highlight while I have you here?
Well, again, as you started this interview, you know, I can't say enough how, you know, just how proud I am of our people. You know, our students and our staff in every building and every department for the start that we've had, and we're doing school. You know, our kids are learning, and our kids are coming to school, and they're happy to be here. You know, so I just can't be any more pleased with the effort that our people are taking, you know, to serve our kids. So I appreciate you beginning our conversation today with asking me that question. So thanks, Brandon.
And that was our conversation with ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.